نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, one of the most important institutes in society is the family unit. Happy couples rear happy children, and happy children contribute to happy families, and happy families make up a stable society. When there are fault lines, when there are cracks within the family unit, it actually impacts throughout society. In the verse that I've recited before you, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا, that Allah has made your homes abodes of tranquility, abodes of peace, abodes of inner fulfillment and contentment. It is not the size of your home or the dwelling, not the bells and the whistles that are found within your home, but it is the family spirit within that home that ought to give us the promised sukoon and tranquility. And for this to happen, husband and wife need to know and appreciate the distinct and unique functional roles. And parents need to be sensitized to the need, or for them to build rapport with the children in a manner that generates this tranquility, peace and inner fulfillment that the Quran talks about. To get an appreciation of the functional roles of the male and female within the family unit, we look at the dream of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. He went to his father at a young, tender age and said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wash-shams wal-qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin, that I've seen the sun and the moon and 11 stars prostrating before me. Very much later in life, that dream became a living reality when his father, his mother, and his 11 brothers came to his kingdom in Egypt. Now, in the dream, the father or the husband typified the sun, represented the sun. The moon represented the mother, and the 11 stars represented the brothers. And from this picture, we can get an understanding of the functional roles of the male and the female within the family unit. The role of the son, the father, is to dispel fear, to shed light, to give energy, to bring resources within the home. The presence of light dispels fear, uncertainty. It gives direction. It gives confidence. That's the functional role of the male within the family unit. The mother was represented by the moon, the full moon. The moon also brings with it a sense of light. But the light comes with serenity, comes with beauty, comes with a sense of solace. That's the functional role of the mother or the female within the family unit. To create that beauty, that serenity, that peace. Now what happens when the sun and the moon vie to be at the same place at the same time? You either have a social eclipse where the splendor of the sun is eclipsed by the moon, or you have a lunar eclipse where the beauty of the moon is overshadowed by the sun. Now the same happens when men and women do not know their functional roles and vie to do the same thing at the same time. You have a social eclipse. And the social eclipse either overshadows the role function of the male in the family or overshadows the role function of the female or the mother in the family. And we see the social eclipse evident in different ways and forms within the larger society. Now, how do we harness and achieve the promised tranquility that the Quran speaks about it within the family unit? As parents, and more so as fathers and husbands, we need to fulfill 5 functional roles. If we are able to fulfill 5 functional roles, we will, Allah willing, achieve the promised tranquility and peace within the family. Otherwise, failing which, it becomes a very daunting task to rear a family. Not only rear a family, but simply manage spousal relations is becoming challenging. To develop that bond with your children is becoming more difficult. The 5 functional roles of the family unit comprises of the following. Number 1, as men or husbands or parents of in the household, the family unit needs to fulfill a protective function. Look at the life. Let us go back into the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most challenging times of his life was when he was conferred the mantle of Nubuwa. He was in the cave. Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, embraced him, and he said, Iqra, read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, I was terrified. I was confused. I was anxious. I thought this is the last of me. The question is, who did he turn to for support during one of the darkest and most difficult periods of his life? He didn't go to a business friend, a colleague, a neighbor. He went to none other than his spouse, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and said, I fear, I'm confused, I'm anxious. She provided the supporting shoulder during the most difficult periods of his life. She believed in him when everyone doubted him. She consoled him by saying, "Kalla wallahi la yuhzikallahu abada." That do not fear, Allah will never leave you to perish. I know you is my husband. The question is, are we able as fathers and as spouses, are we able to provide that kind of protective function, to lend a supporting ear to our spouses, to our children? Do they feel free enough and confident enough to come and speak of what confuses them, of their mood swings, of their kind of internal difficulties, emotional difficulties that they experience? If we do not fulfill the protective function, they will look for it somewhere outside the home. The acid test, if you want to know if you are succeeding as a parent or as a husband, the acid test is to see whether your spouse and your children are able to communicate their emotional needs to you. If they are, if they're able to come and speak of their emotional needs to you more than their material needs, you are succeeding as a spouse or a parent. The question is, do we provide that kind of social environment, that positive energy within the house, within the family unit, that my spouse or my child is assured of finding a supportive ear, is assured of finding a support within the family home environment? That's the first function. The second function of the family unit is to provide a recreational value to the home. Do we play with our spouses? Do we play with our own children? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even though he was the best of humanity, found it necessary to raise in with his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He played with his spouse. He played when he came from jihad. He would put children on the camel and take them and express endearing words to them. Once he kissed a child in the presence of Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala, and Aqra said, "O Prophet of Allah, I have 10 children. I don't know when last I kissed any one of them." When last have you kissed your own child? When last have you expressed words of endearment to your own spouse? Remember, people who play together stay together. People who play together stay together. It's a prophetic attribute not to go to the golf course with your friends and create golf widows. It's a prophetic attribute to actually find the need to play with your spouse and to play and enjoy light moments with your children. Recreation in your relationship is this ventilator that allows people to give off their frustrations and difficulties under placid conditions. The only way you can have any meaningful relationship with your child or with your spouse is to befriend them. Can you honestly say that my wife is my best friend? Can you honestly say that I have a relationship with my children based on friendship rather than authority? Now, there's a famous adage that says, a child, a young boy, repeatedly asked his father to take him fishing. And the father was simply far too busy. On one odd occasion, the father relented and he took his son for fishing. Both the father and the son diarized the event. They wrote it in their diaries. The father wrote in his diary, wasted day. Wasted day, took my son for fishing. And the son also diarized the event. And he wrote, the best day in my life. Spend the day with my father fishing. We need to realize the importance of recreation within the family unit. The third function of the family unit is a religious function. The ability to pray together, the ability to serve humanity as one unit, to do charitable works, to do make a difference in the life of another person, but as one unit. Do we pray together as a family? Do we make dua together as a family? Do we make dhikr as a family? Without the religious function, there's no purpose in life. We don't know where we came from, where we're going to, and what is expected of us. One of the single most challenges that we face today as a community, both locally and internationally, is intellectual apostasy. What is intellectual apostasy? We have Muslim names, we pray Salah, we go for Hajj, we fast, but our minds are lost to the Quran and Islam. We don't really believe from the hearts of hearts that the Quran has a solution for our lives. So we become cultural Muslims. Our children have become Muslims by chance. And if we don't have the religious function, we would not succeed in making them Muslims by choice. Ask anyone, why are you Muslim? And the almost instant answer is because I was born in a Muslim home. The question is, are you Muslim by chance or are you Muslim by choice? That can only come around where people appreciate the values that are found in Islam. How much time do we spend creating a religious atmosphere in our homes, where our children and our spouses identify and are proud to be Muslim by choice? The fourth function is the educational function. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was called Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, precisely because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spent quality time educating his spouses, quality time educating his children. Without the educational function, our children are unsure of their past and uncertain of the future. How much time are we spending in educating each other? How much time do we spend in developing the emotional character of family members? There's an oversell currently of rights and undersell of obligations globally. And because everyone's demanding rights, when people demand, you breed a culture of conflict. Islamic value system is based on fulfillment of obligations. And if we're not going to inculcate those kind of values through the process of education, I'm afraid we may lose our children. They are growing up in an environment that is very different from the world we grew up in. In the world we grew up, the social environment was such that we responded to the question of what? Our parents, our teachers, or our elders simply instructed us what to do, and we complied. Our children are growing up in a social environment where the question is no more what, but why. Why do I have to do what I have to do? And if you can't answer the why, forget the what. Answering the why requires an enlightened process of education. And the fifth function of the family unit is the social function, where we consciously go out and foster ties with the extended family. Today, given the type of life we lead, our own brothers, our own uncles, our grandparents, etc., have become acquaintances, not family members. Acquaintances who meet at a funeral, or the odd Eid lunch or supper, and there's no sense of belonging, there's no sense of identity. And when there's no sense of belonging, there's no sense of identity, the natural result is there's no sense of responsibility. These are the five functional values of the family unit, which we need to consciously inculcate within the family. We can do everything else, but if we do not do these five, or consciously work on these five building blocks, we may be looking after our children physically, but losing them emotionally and spiritually. You know, there's a tale that says that a few college students who came out of college and decided to go for a boat ride. So they came to the shore of the river, and they found an old man who plied his trade by rowing the boat and taking people in and bringing them out. So these three or four young men hired the old man with his boat to go for a boat ride. And as they're going through, they decide to make some kind of fun of the elderly or the old men. So one of the students says, "Do you know what chemistry?" And the old man says, "No, I haven't heard of it. Who is he?" And they all laugh and they say, "Oh, uncle, oh, old man, you've wasted half your life." And a little while later, another student asks another question, and the old man responds in the same manner, and they say, you've wasted half your life. And the third student does the same. And after a period of time, a huge wave comes and rocks the boat. And this old man can now see the fear and anxiety on these young people. And he then asks them, tell me, oh my children, do you know how to swim? And they say, no. He says, now you've wasted your entire life. Now you've wasted your entire life. If you're not going to give the essential survival skills to your children, you are maybe wasting their entire lives. So my message to you is very clear, crisp, and simple. You have a responsibility as a spouse. You have a responsibility as a parent. Your responsibility as a spouse, remember, the simple formula for a happy spousal relationship is that the dominant need of a male in a relationship is to feel respected. And the dominant need for a female in the spousal relationship is to feel loved. If you compromise these two, you lose the essence of the relationship. How often do you make your wife feel loved? When last did you express feelings of endearment to your own wife? You know, a Sahabi was sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and a person was passing by, and he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I love that person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, have you expressed your love? He said, no. He said, go to him and say, Inni uhibbuka fillah. Go to him and say, I love you for the sake of Allah. If that's a requirement for two total strangers, what is the requirement between spouses? And in terms of parenting, parenting has less to do. Remember this. Parenting has less to do with what you teach your children and more to do with how you treat your spouse in their presence. They have built-in radars and they capture your relationship. And they will manifest those tendencies as they grow and journey through the corridors of life. My time is up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, in the words of the Holy Quran, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, O Allah, grant us from our spouses and from our progeny, qurrata ayun, the coolness of our eyes. That when we look at them, we feel a sense of solace, peace, contentment. When we look at them, we see a dream unfolding, not a nightmare that consumes our entire existence. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.